B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy, K-Rock.
Hey.
Oh, hey, it's Tony D'Amico. Is there a reason why you called me?
My new best friend. His name is Swifty.
Swifty.
He's also my financial advisor.
Uh-huh.
They don't call him Swifty for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what he's done for me?
What?
He was able to help me to cash out my CDs. I had CDs and treasury bonds, and he said, Tony, you're going to lose it all.
Yeah, well, like everybody
else.
Said,
can you help me, Swifty? Because this economy is driving me nuts. And he said, well, Tony, there's going to be some penalties. But it will be more than made up for when I get you into financial stocks. You know, banks and the like.
So you've taken your... Swifty has taken your CDs and all that and put it in bank stock? Do you see what bank...
I don't really know what he's done.
Wait, you know what?
He shows me on a monthly basis what they call a balance sheet.
Yeah,
now, I don't know that from Turkey.
Right.
But it cost me about, $2,500 in fees. But he said that this has got nowhere to go but up.
Oh, Tony, is there a reason why you called me?
Well, friend.
Yeah, I ain't going to call you a friend. You're up to no good. You want
when
something.
When I call...
You want something.
It is simply to spread cheer.
And
goodwill. That's what friends do for
What goodwill and cheer are you spreading? You're telling me about your friend Swifty, who's just shafted you again by putting you in bank stock and you're paying all the penalties. You're going to be on a dirt road walking, kicking a rock, saying, what did I do again?
Why, sir, are you screaming at me?
Because you get me so mad.
Now, let me tell you something.
Friend.
You just talked yourself out of one hell of a deal because I was going to give you Swifty's phone number.
I don't want his number. You know what? I'm trying to save my money.
You know what? You're too ignorant.
Understand
the world of high finance.
You, my friend, are a meathead.
You? What?
You're dead from the neck up. Now.
I thought that we had called a truce.
Well, it's a truce. You know what?
And we may call each other names. But meathead is off the table.
Well, you are a meathead. I mean, there's a...
Oh, you're a meathead.
You're a meathead.
Meathead?
Yeah, you meathead. Wait a second now. Swifty, what's the deal with Swifty now? You're going to try to get
me... Forget about it. You talked yourself out of what I like to call Tony's golden parachute.
Right. Tony, you able to keep the restaurant open?
And not only is there Tony's golden parachute...
Golden parachute.
I am about to make a lot of money in what I call Tony's golden shower. Where the money will literally rain down from the heavens. And it could have rained on you, too. You could have had your own golden shower.
I don't want a golden shower. That's sick.
You're telling me with a straight face that you would turn down a golden shower?
Coming from you? Absolutely.
I was prepared to give you a golden shower.
I don't want your golden shower.
How dare you?
Wait a second. You know, wait. What?
You know what? Let's do what that Clinton bitch did and hit the reset button.
Well, yeah, that's right. Let's hit the reset button right now. Right now.
Let's hit the reset button like that, hog.
All right, buddy. All right, pal. Friend.
Yes, friend.
Friend. You smoking right now?
I was just about to light one up.
Of course.
By the way.
Yes, friend.
When did you get friends?
Yeah.
When was the last time you bought a carton of cigarettes?
When was the last time I bought a carton of cigarettes? I try not to, in my head, as long as I buy them by the pack, I'm not a heavy smoker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying. I got a couple...
I got news for you.
What's that?
I don't care if you buy it by the pack or not.
Yeah.
I went to buy a carton of cigarettes.
Yes.
Bought it last night.
Yeah.
From the same minority-owned business that I always go to.
Yeah, and I'm familiar with
it. Not affiliated with any major chain.
I understand that. It's a no-name convenience store.
And you can get Mexican Coca-Cola here.
Yeah, I know. I've had some.
The cost of a carton of cigarettes used to be $27, $28.
Yeah, yeah.
The nice lady there told me they've gone up to $39.99.
They've gone up. Let me ask you this:
can you believe $39.99 for a carton of cigarettes?
Tony, you're getting your money out of your CDs and your savings. You're putting it into bank stock thanks to Swifty. The business barely hanging on by a fingernail. Where are you getting the money to smoke cigarettes?
Oh, it's blood money.
It's blood money?
Well, I guess officially plasma.
You're selling plasma.
A hell of a line.
To buy cigarettes. Is that what you're telling me? You got a business
a man
going under.
Has to do.
You're paying
what
penalties.
What a man has to do.
You're paying.
Not everybody is a sissy pants like you.
Sissy pants? Oh, then I thought we hit the reset button, you meathead.
You're a meathead. I didn't call you a meathead.
I called you a
Susie Sissy Pants.
You're so stupid. You're windling all your money away.
Oh, you're
everything
stupid.
You saved up. And you're paying more money for smokes. Let's
do like that. What's like that? That fat cow. Yeah, he said, but.
Okay. All right, meathead. Go ahead, meathead. What? Meathead.
I'm sorry. Pardon me, sir. My hearing isn't what it used to be. I'll just move on.
I just said friend.
Yes, friend.
Yes. What do you want me to... Why'd you call? You wanted to spread good news. You wanted me to invest in a golden shower?
Because I wanted to give you a golden shower.
I don't want it. Okay, what's Tony's golden shower?
Well, it's as if it's raining money. I was going to give you Swifty's phone number.
Now, how do you know Swifty?
I met him at the bar.
At the bar? What? One night drinking?
Right.
And
just down the street from the restaurant on 47th.
Okay, on 47th. And Swifty came up to you at the bar and said, how would you
like... Yeah, it's at the place where people used to have sex on the rooftop.
Yeah, I know it well.
Where I met my previous lady friend. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. And so Swifty...
She graduated, moved away.
Yeah, I bet she did, to a special school. Now, Swifty comes up to you and says what?
He says that in economies such as ours, that is how fortunes are made by the educated upper class.
Right, and this was in a bar, and his name's Swifty.
Right.
Okay, so Swifty told you to get all of your money that is secure and put it into what?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure where your money's going, and you want me to join in?
You know what? We are friends, regardless of name calling.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
I'm a bigger man than you, so I forgive you.
Okay, what do you want
from
me?
I will make the offer again.
Okay, what?
Tell me. A golden parachute and a golden shower.
Yes.
I will give you Swifty's number, but you have to do what he says.
What
he will ask you to do.
Okay, all right.
It's very simple.
What's that?
It couldn't be simpler.
What is it?
He will meet up with you, whatever bar is close.
Right, close by bar. And he's
at your convenience.
Yeah, okay, at my convenience.
He will buy.
Yeah.
What he will bring is a simple single-page document.
Yes.
It is entitled Power of Attorney.
Yeah.
That way, Swifty can take care of everything.
Tony, do you know what Swifty's doing to you?
He is helping me.
No, he's not.
He is giving a golden shower.
Yeah, he's giving you literally a golden shower. Let me explain.
That's right.
Well, wait, let me explain something to you.
What?
Tony, We've known each other a long time. And you're right. A lot of name callings, a lot of reset buttons being
hit. So now you're ready to allow me to cater a K-Rock event?
No. That's
even,
not...
even if I made a sub sandwich?
No, I don't want your sub sandwiches. Let me explain. Can I explain something to you? As somebody, let's not even use the word friend, but somebody that we've had.
I am a bigger man than
you. I know,
you
said that.
I call you my friend.
All right, my friend. We've known each other a long time, haven't we?
Right.
This guy, Swifty, is taking you for everything you've got. Now, I know you don't understand these things, but you know that piece
Why should I? I am a restaurateur, not a businessman.
Yeah, that's right, and you're going to prove it once again. Do you know what you signed when he gave you that one sheet of paper that said something called, oh,
that was
power
what
of
he
attorney?
Said is that I was signing my golden ticket to the golden shower.
No, you just signed control over everything. Your banking, your business, your finances, all of that by putting your stupid ass name on it. You just signed over everything to him. He's probably cleaned your bank account dry. He's probably got some kind of strip club being built for your restaurant
now. I am sure that is not the case. And if I were able to check my balance, I'm sure it would be fine.
What's the matter? You can't check your balance?
No, they say the card is unauthorized.
Because Swifty took it from you. You stupid idiot!
Oh, I still have the card. Doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right, because Swifty's got control of it, you stoop!
Let me tell you something.
No, let me tell you
How dare you talk about Swifty in that tone?
He just took
you
for everything you got.
I've known this man for days, and he's a good man.
Holly, you've known me for decades. He took you for everything you got, you stupid oaf. I'll call you off the air because I will once again bail your ass out by trying to get something reversed so that your accounts haven't been cleaned out by now.
Sir, I will not be talked to as if I were some senile old goat.
But you are.
I will have my golden shower.
Yeah, you're getting it now, strong. Idiot.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say, 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna.
never listened twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
And
can I say something to start this show? Now, I'll put it officially on the record. I like our new program director a lot.
Great guy.
I was talking to him
today. I liked our last program director,
too. I did,
too.
But I was talking to him today. What a brilliant man. You all right? Where I'd appreciate it if you wore a mask. I was talking to him. I just have to say it. You're fine. You're good. But I would appreciate it. Never mind.
Yeah, don't worry about it, man. I'm the only one here making money, taking half my salary.
Easy, Hunter. but I like him a lot. And so we're outside talking. He's smoking a cigar.
Well, he's an upbeat guy. It's nice to be around him.
And he has worked at the highest levels in the radio business.
So he's been around longer than us. He's been to higher levels. So he's more than capable to mock the industry with us.
Exactly. And so we were talking about various things and tools that the radio station needs. Tools that the radio station never had. And his reply, and I'm not getting into specifics on the air. This is industry stuff. He said, don't worry. You're going to have it. Even if I have to buy it myself.
No.
Hold on. That's neither here nor there.
I remember when I went through that phase and declared bankruptcy?
Yes, I know. Yes. Even if I said, no, no. And he goes, the company keeps telling me, no, don't do it. Even if I have to do it myself, I'm going to get you guys what you need. I said, well, thank you.
You're just one man.
Yep. And then the disrespect. Because somebody else
was disrespect.
Because somebody else was out there smoking with us.
Because the program director is a peer of ours.
Yes.
And there are not many people like that.
Not many left.
And that's why it's nice to be able to talk to him. It's somebody on your level. And you're saying somebody else was in the middle of your conversation with a peer?
Oh, no, not in the middle of the conversation. It's what I like to call a chime-in. Remember when you had to bark him back a little bit when he was being disrespectful to the program director? And you told him, this isn't...
Yeah, calling him by his first name. Yeah.
So he's saying to me, one-on-one with me, you know, whatever you... I'm going to get what you guys need, okay? Even if it's out of my own pocket.
Which is him trying to improve morale and be a leader.
Precisely. He's about 10 steps, Junior, about 10 steps away from us, and says this, and I quote...
He didn't try to borrow money from him,
yeah,
did he?
Yeah, kind of. And I quote, so, John, I'm in the market for a new laptop. I'm in the market for a new personal computer. You want to buy me one of those? And here's, I said, hey, 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 just like that. I said, do you have to be reminded again who you're talking to like that? Well, if you're in the giving mood, John, I can use a new personal laptop if you're, you know.
All right, hold on. Let me talk to this one.
It's all true. Yeah, it's all true.
In July.
July, yep.
You told me.
Yep.
That the one thing you needed.
Yep.
The one thing that was keeping you from the top.
Uh-huh.
Was a beatbox.
Oh, yes. And he even asked that. He said, is this laptop that you want for your beats thing, your beatbox? Oh, no, this is just for my personal use.
And so we got you the beatbox.
Yes.
And at that time, you didn't think it might be more important to have a functional computer than a beatbox that you haven't used.
Yeah, I didn't really think about that at the time.
You just saw that they came out with a beatbox that looked interesting, and you'd like to get your hands on it.
Yeah.
What about a computer where you can actually do your work?
Well, I have a computer at home. It's my personal laptop that needs to be replaced.
The unmitigated gall of when the program director and I are talking business to improve the quality of this radio station and this show.
It doesn't
for
matter,
you
Stan.
To go we and did. Bark that you want a personal laptop if he's buying.
But he's saying he's going to buy this stuff for you guys, and I just wanted to jump in.
I got to stand up for Junior here.
How do you figure?
Because that's his world. Mm. We're never going to get him to think our way. Our way is going away. And we're going to be the USSA.
So do you think then it's right for him to ask the program director out of his own pocket to buy him a personal item?
No. He feels like he should have been issued one by the government by now.
Yeah, for free.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And a phone.
And a phone.
And a house.
And another $1,200.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Thursday edition.
I need to get some commercials made up.
What's that? What kind of commercials?
Well, it'll be Joan London, and we'll be talking about a place for Haney.
Always got a place for you, Haney. Coming up on the show today, we'll have, and Junior, hats off to Junior. He's done some research on this guy. From the local beat, we have a guy that's running for Charlotte County Sheriff, but he's been banned for life from the police department. What? Am I not totally correct on that?
For a year.
For a year.
For a year.
I'll get into that later.
Must have pissed somebody off.
Oh, he did. We'll also play Stan's What's on the List. We've got our question of the week, and Haney found this question of the week, and I had to rewrite it. Because I wanted to make it a little bit softer sounding. So I got Rick Peterson, and he and I brainstormed to kind
because
of...
Because he's a reasonable man.
To kind of reword it so it's palatable for the audience.
See, I'd like to be Rick Peterson when I grow up.
Yeah, well, that ain't going to happen. Also...
He's level-headed.
Yes.
Intelligent.
Yes.
Strong family man.
Strong family and great kids. They're every one of them successful.
That's because he's made good decisions at every point.
Also, in about a half hour or so, people have requested it. I've asked Junior to find it. He can't. I have the original full-length Rocktober bit.
He can't find it?
No, he couldn't find it. Remember, we asked him the other day, find the original Rocktober.
You asked me last week.
Yeah, and it still hasn't happened.
And he hasn't had time yet. It's not even December yet.
Don't worry about it.
I haven't even looked for it yet, so joke's on you.
I've got... What the hell? I've got it. You don't have to worry about it.
Joke's on you, pal.
Yep, I got egg on my face. Grab bag.
Oh, Jesus.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
What have we done?
He's borderline out of control. And the thing is, at his level in the radio business, when they slap him back, and it's coming, it's not a demotion. It's, as I had a boss that once said, on the outside looking in.
I don't know, man. He's no worse than Al Beck taking vacations every couple of weeks.
Al Beck is a lost cause. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, and I want your opinions on these first two clips that I have. I put this together early this morning, and I was asking myself even then. I was barely into my first cup of coffee, still wiping the sleepy dust from my eyes.
Oh, I'm glad you were referring to your eyes for a second.
I said, I think these are funny or humorous. I don't know. Sometimes when you listen to something, you say, that's off the top funny. That's these first two in the grab bag. I said, they have potential. I don't know if they're super funny. Are they amusing? I'll leave them in. We'll see.
I mean, what else are we going to do?
Yeah. A man in the United Kingdom has been charged with assault after getting into a fight for passing gas in an Uber. 35-year-old James Mallett was a passenger along with three friends when he let one rip. The driver smelt it, and he knew he didn't dealt it. And he kicked him out of the Uber, which in turn started a fight. Now, you know, he's going to sue.
Have you recently passed gas in an Uber? Did you poof in someone's Porsche? Was there an SBD in an SUV? Then call the law offices of Pootie Honkin' Beaver. If you've been charged with assault after blasting one in a Beamer or blowing a butt bugle in someone's Bentley, call Pootie Honkin' Beaver. We'll get to the bottom of what's going on and make sure there will be no time spent behind bars. No matter if you've made an arse whistle in an Aston Martin or ripped one in a Rolls Royce. Call Pootie Honkin' Beaver today.
What's the judgment on that? What's the
Let's
ruling?
Move on.
Let's move on. You didn't like it? Right. It was kind of like how I felt this morning. What do you think?
I give it a 6 out of 10.
All right there.
Yeah, there's an obligation to play it.
Yeah. What about this one? Again, I don't know. Then then after this, I'm on to the sure stuff.
The ringers?
Oh, yeah. Somebody took valuable time out of their day to take the lyrics of the Beastie Boys song, You Gotta Fight for Your Right, and put them to the music of the Beach Boys' I Get Around.
We played that when it was new.
No, we didn't.
Fight for Your Right to Party.
No, I know that. I'm not talking about the song. He made his own song.
But he used the lyrics from Fight for Your Right to Party.
He used his own lyrics. This is brand new. I'm looking at it. It's brand new.
So is it or is it not the lyrics to the Beastie Boys song?
It's the lyrics to the Beastie Boys song.
And he put it to the Beach Boys.
And he put it to the Beach Boys.
Which no one asked him to do.
Which nobody asked him to do. This is brand new. You be the judge. And I didn't know. Is it inventive? Is it, you know, good creativity?
Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
You gotta fight for your right to party.
Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
You wake up late for school, man, you don't wanna go. And you ask your mom, please, but she still says no. You miss two classes and no homework, but your teacher preaches class like you're some kind of jerk. You gotta fight,
gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party. Gotta fight for your right to party.
anything.
I have one question.
What's that?
Are we in hell?
Junior?
4 out of 10.
Okay. Again, it was early. This now, okay, we're past that. Now we're talking.
Now we're in the safety zone, huh?
We've got gold. We've got gold. You know how you love parrots.
One parrot in particular.
Yeah, well, you might like this one, too. There's a woman who owns a parrot and does not like it when she has to go to work. So the two of them wind up arguing about it. The parrot changes its mind after she gives it a kiss. So mama's got to go to work. The parrot doesn't like it. And they get into an argument.
I'm just going for a walk. I'm going to be back. It's only going to be 45 minutes and I'll be back. 30 okay, 30 minutes? No, I can't even go for 30 minutes? You want me to... Oh my God, why? I'm just going to go for 30 minutes. Yeah. I'll be back, okay? Yeah, you're cuter. You too. Okay, bye.
Oh God.
Told you, gold.
And that woman has no idea that the bird is completely mocking her. That's the only way the bird can keep its sanity.
I'm just going for a walk. I'm going to be back. It's only going to be 45 minutes, and I'll be back. Okay.
Parrots like Sean Hannity going.
No, I can't even go for 30 minutes. You want me to? Oh my God! Why? I'm just going to go for 30 minutes. Yeah. I'll be back, okay? You're cuter.
Bye. That's what we sound like when we have girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know what? That Beach Boys thing was so horrific. I got to cleanse the palate.
What?
If you're going to do an alternate Beach Boys, it has to be something decent.
Me, Greg Miller alongside the Dark song. Which
oh, not a commentary. Never mind.
Thank you. Somebody just texted. They loved it.
The Beach Boys?
Like, I don't know.
Here we go.
Okay.
But long as there are stars above you,
the barbershoppers.
You never need to doubt it. Make you so sure about it.
That's beautiful.
God only knows what I'd be without you.
Oh, nice. I didn't know you could do that.
Sure. I always wanted to be a barbershopper. You know, my grandfather was a barbershopper.
Really? You know, my uncle was a beekeeper.
I do know.
The world could show nothing to
you. Know what I always wanted to be, though?
What's that?
Haberdasher.
Sure, why not?
God
knows what I'd be without you.
I didn't know you could get that low. You're like a bullfrog.
Darn
isn't
right
that
I
something?
Am. Yeah. All right, we gotta continue.
Sorry, I just...
I know.
Palate cleanser.
It is beautiful. This is... There's a hero teacher. A first grade teacher in Michigan named Julia Koch recently called a kid's grandmother during an online class. Why? Because she was having issues with his computer.
All right.
And she noticed the grandmother was having trouble talking to the teacher as they were trying to have fix his computer. She saw the grandmother in distress, called 911. She thought she was having a heart attack, but what she was really having in front of the kid's computer camera, a stroke.
We've called your wedding off.
It was going really well until we went on holiday. That was about last May.
Oh, no,
and then he just completely changed.
I jumped ahead. Let me skip that.
What was that? Prudence and the Professor?
No, you want to know what that one was?
What?
You did the story. I'll play it. I got time. You did the story. A while back, remember the woman in the UK who was going to marry a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Big news about that. The wedding's off.
Well, ghosts can be quite abusive.
The wedding. She called it off after he, quote, changed on their trip to Thailand.
We've called the wedding off. It was going really well until we went on holiday. That was about last May, and he just completely changed. So I think maybe he fell in with a bad crowd when we were on holiday. He just started becoming really inconsiderate. He'd disappear for long periods of time. When he did come back, he'd bring other spirits back to the house and they'd just stay around for days. I think maybe he started doing drugs and partying a bit much.
Yeah,
so at least come back. These spirits would stay for days at a time and they'd be like crashing and banging, strange noises.
Yeah, guy, she's 32 and single again. Here's the teacher that spotted grandma having a stroke with the kid's computer.
When she started speaking, I could tell that there was something wrong.
The grandmother is having a heart attack, and the student didn't know what to do. So I need someone at that residence ASAP, please.
Thank you for saving my life. Because if it wasn't for them, I would have just not been here.
I think that this teacher's action very well could have saved the woman's life, but at the least, improved the quality of the rest of her life.
Yeah.
See, what I'd really like to do is to undermine what she's done here, but I realize that would be frowned upon. I'd like the attention more on me. Let's face it, she made a phone call. We all do that every day. She's far from a hero. Me, on the other hand, I'm telling you about it, so I think it should be directed to me. Yes, questions?
There is a house up for sale. Asking price, $740,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with one of the most famous pools in the backyard.
Bob, do you have company?
It's just Mark and Mike from school. Hi, Brad.
Could you keep it down? I have some work to do inside.
Okay. Hi, Brad. You know how cute I always thought you were.
For sale. It's a beauty, too.
Does Phoebe come with it?
No, unfortunately, no. But the pool does.
We got pictures of it all over the studio. Yeah. Look at that beautiful water.
Yeah.
Right there, Junior.
That's the pool.
Oh, man. Oh, Phoebe.
Does anybody knock anymore?
Up for sale, $740,000. The pool's still there.
Oh, my God.
The house is in the West Hills neighborhood of Southern California.
Oh, well, no.
Yeah.
If I bought that house, I'd never go in the house. I would just be sitting staring at the pool, catatonic.
Yeah, I know. Adam Sandler was talking about Bob Barker and the movie Happy Gilmore.
One of the greatest scenes he's ever been a part of.
And how Bob Barker wasn't the original one to be. He got into the movie, and also Bob Barker was not going to lose the fight. The character was supposed to lose the fight. Bob Barker was not going to lose, and he was also not the original one. Here's Adam Sandler.
All right, who takes credit for deciding to go with Bob Barker in that role?
Well, Herlihy initially wrote Ed McMahon.
Why did Ed McMahon turn it down?
He probably never even saw it. His manager probably went like, now why would I have my guy be around this dumb Adam Sandler guy and fight him and roll around on the grass? But then Bob Barker read it, and his first response was, I'll do it, but I have to win the fight. Because he fought. His next-door neighbor was Chuck Norris. And so he said, I train with Chuck. We train every night, and he helps me with my punches and my kicks, and I would love to do this, but I have to win.
Yeah, so thus he was in the movie. Ed McMahon, originally.
Yeah, written by the Herlihy boy.
Yeah. This is interesting. I'll play you both versions. The Kinks, they're coming out with their box set. Again, copyrights running out.
Right.
But they were talking about, and it's going to be on the box set, their hit Lola. Lola was really a man.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't what got the censors. They actually had to rewrite some lyric in order for the song to be released. And the fact that the Lola was a man was not the reason. Again, we're talking 1970. The reason? Coca-Cola. Oh, no, no. You're not going to have a brand name in Lola. You're going to have to rewrite it. Here's how it was originally supposed to be. Here's how it wound up.
I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. I met her in a club down in Old Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes just like cherry cola. C-O-L-A Cola.
There you go.
No harm done.
They had to take out Coca-Cola.
Still, no still harm. I don't see the harm in that.
Me neither.
Everybody wins.
Yep. Now in 2020, you can release that version. Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples. When we come back, the full complete Rocktober and an absolutely bizarre story about a man running for Charlotte County Sheriff, but he's not allowed in the police department for a year. For reasons we will get into. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. On about 25 minutes or so, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. Our question of the week later on today. We'll open up the phone lines. You can give us your answer. We'll also have in just moments the local beat for you.
Did you reprimand him?
In regards to...
He wanted to cancel Noah?
Yeah. And he was reading about Noah and the Ark and what the world was like then. And, you know, and we don't know a whole lot about Noah. And we don't know exactly what kind of person he was in those times. But he may have had his own faults, but God,
but he was best available.
And as Junior's walking in, he goes, yeah, time to cancel Noah.
Well, you didn't say why.
Why?
He didn't let unicorns on.
Do you realize if you canceled Noah, you wouldn't be here?
I'm here.
You would have been wiped away in a flood.
I didn't know the guy.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, he happens to be your great times 130,000 grandfather.
Yep. All right. So respect him. By the way, because we get the calls, we get the texts. Hey, when can I come and pick up my prize I won back in May?
Mm-hmm.
Today, tomorrow, every Tuesday and, or every Thursday and Friday from...
Look, we're not dishonest, we're incompetent.
From what is it, 8:30 to 5, Junior?
8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays.
You can come by and pick up your prize if you won something on K-Rock. You've been wondering, can I come by? Because we've been all on lockdown down here at Broadcast House. Well, they got it set up Thursday and Fridays, 8:30 to 5. You can pick up your stuff. Here, unedited, the Rocktober bit.
What makes Rocktober the most rocking month of the calendar year? Is it because the leaves turn? No. Is it because of decorative gourds? No. They don't rock. Is it because it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month? Oh, hell no. It's Rocktober because it rhymes with October. See, rock, oct.
Really, all we did was add an R.
Yeah. Rocktober.
Rocktober.
The month that totally rocks. And it's also the month that grew up with a jerk stepdad and is only able to find part-time work because it's tough out there. And the month that's most likely to give you an STD because Rocktober doesn't wear condoms. So turn it up. Rip the knob off. Because it's Rocktober.
I think Junior is Rocktober.
He is. He's Mr. Rocktober.
I'm the epitome of Rocktober.
Yeah, the old epitome of Rocktober.
There it is. So there's the whole thing.
You know what they say. K, Sarah, Sarah.
Yep. K, Sirhan, Sirhan. Let's do the local beat. This is a beauty, and hats off to Junior. He's done some research on this gentleman. So after I do the story, time permitting, we'll have some follow-up on this guy. This comes from the Charlotte Sun newspaper just up the road that hasn't been grabbed by Gannett, to the best of my knowledge. Maybe it has. I don't know. Headline reads, Charlotte County Sheriff Candidate Banned from Police Department. This guy's a champ. This guy's got it all.
Hey, I don't know anything about it. I'm a neutral observer. Tell me all about it.
His name? Andrew Sheets. S-H-E-E-T-S. Andrew Sheets. Candidate for Charlotte County Sheriff. He could face arrest if he visits the Punta Gorda Police Department within the next year.
But he's running for Charlotte County Sheriff.
Yes, yep. See, it don't matter where he goes, though. He was trespassed, and I guess that's the correct way to say it. He was not cited for trespassing the correct way, according to this journalist. He was trespassed from the government building on Wednesday after six incidences dating back to July that were documented
in
documented
trespass.
Yep, that were documented in a trespass.
A documented trespass?
Will you let me read the story? Now, I would assume that that's the correct way, trespassed instead of cited for trespassing.
Well, you know what I go with? It doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound right. Let's try it with the way it sounds right. Sheets was trespassing on the government building on Wednesday after six incidences dating back to July that were documented in the trespassing warning obtained by the Charlotte Sun. Sheets said, "This is nuts. What they did is completely outrageous and illegal." Telling him to leave the police department for trespassing. In July, Sheets caused a disturbance inside the public safety building by screaming obscenities at officers. Several employees, civilian and sworn,
reported hearing commotion because Sheets was screaming so loudly. A Punta Gorda... A Punta Gorda city ordinance... Now, see, I didn't know this, and he knew, but he didn't care. A Punta Gorda city ordinance bans all audio and video recording unless the recording is of a publicly noticed public meeting, or if the recording is of law enforcement activities, or if the actual consent of everyone present has been obtained. None of these were the case, according to the report. After each incident that Sheets recorded in the police department building, he posted on his YouTube channel, thus proving that he was recording inside a government facility.
You can't prove that.
He posted it. Multiple times, Sheets recorded video of civilians inside the police building, and when asked if he was recording, stated he was not.
Is this a hobby of his, or is there a point to this?
I don't know. Once, when a lieutenant asked him if he was recording, Sheets said, "Of course not. That would be racist."
Oh. Okay.
He received a trespassing warning from the Punta Gorda Police Department on Wednesday and cannot return into the building on Tamiami Trail for 1 year, or else he could face arrest. Here's Sheets speaking. "This is insane. It's like we don't live in America anymore. I don't know what is going on with Punta Gorda, but it does not feel like freedom to me at all."
So he just thinks they're up to something.
Yes. Sheets is running for Charlotte County Sheriff as a write-in. His platform focuses on ending the war on drugs, firing and arresting bad cops, and ending policing for profit. That's his platform. He also owns a dry cleaning company and runs the Charlotte County Cop Watch YouTube channel and Facebook account. This is his sixth time in 2 years that Sheets has been trespassing on a public place in Punta Gorda,
so
according to police records.
Is this just a hunch of his that there's something going on, or is there some reason that he started doing this?
He has been trespassing from the old courthouse and the downtown farmers market. He also has
been... Wait a second, so there's something going on at the farmers market, too?
He has also been cited for trespassing multiple times from City Hall and the City Hall Annex.
Well, look, Sheets, let me give you some free advice. They got the entire Biden family dead to rights, and they're not going to do a damn thing about it. So you're not going to get anything done there with your iPhone.
Sheets told The Sun that he plans to sue over the most recent incident. He filed a lawsuit against the city of Punta Gorda last year regarding its ordinance banning recording in government buildings, but it was ultimately dropped. He said, "All I do is go in there to make a records request. I film myself," he said. "It's a public police lobby, and yet they supposedly made an ordinance that I can't record the police in my police lobby."
His police lobby.
Well, a public police lobby. Junior, you've done some researching. What do we know about...
Well, before you go to Junior, yes. I got to tell you this.
What?
I've been racking my brain because his name sounded familiar to me, that yeah. last name of Sheets.
Yeah.
And I realized where it's from.
Where?
You know, my karate cousin that lives in DeLand.
Yeah.
When we were doing deliveries in the pickup truck, we'd pass this automotive dealership and it was called Buddy Sheets Chevrolet. Now, I was about 14 at the time, and one time we were passing Buddy Sheets Chevrolet, and he goes, "You see what that is over there?" I go, "Yeah, yeah, that's the Chevy dealership." He goes, "Yeah, that's Bloody Sheets."
What do you know about Andrew Sheets?
So I just looked him up on Facebook, and he does have that page, Sheets for Sheriff.
Easy.
Sheets number 4, Sheriff. And if you want a good laugh, you should check it out, because he posted all these videos of him in this precinct. And then he has like a little commentary. It's a very colorful commentary. I would play some, but you'd have to bleep out like every sentence.
Is he somebody that knows what's really going on?
Basically what he is, he's one of those cop watchers who just goes around with a camera, like videotaping cops and stuff. Oh, what are you going to do about it? This is my right. And just harasses them. And then in the videos, you can see in these...
He's like a cop blocker.
Yeah, and you can see in the receptionist's like eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the receptionist just like, oh...
Let me ask you this. Is it true that you said that he posts pictures of people and puts a cookie duster mustache on them?
Yeah. his opponents. He'll go on Facebook.
Put a headshot up there and put a cookie duster.
That's a real Stan move.
Yeah, with Microsoft Paint, put the mustache on.
We'll take a break. We'll give you a chance to win when we come back.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Is this real life?
I don't know. I was just amused by it. Stan and Haney. 96 K Rock. See, again, Yakety Sack would have been great for this.
Yep.
We'll be back.
And I got to remember Bloody Sheets.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Going to give you a chance to win here in just a second by playing Stan's What's on the List. Question of the week in about an hour, 30 minutes away from news headlines. Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. Want to give a big thank you. Today is one of the days, Thursday and Friday, people come by, pick up their prizes and stuff. And Danny from Clean Roof swung by. And gave us some nice Trump
artwork. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Danny, thank you very much. Greatly appreciated. Just gave our program director one. Very pleased with it. They're done very nicely, and he signed them.
Oh, it's art, man.
Yeah. So, Danny, thank you very much. We got them. We appreciate it. Well, most of us appreciate it. Junior wanted to get his hands on
one. Yeah, he wanted to deface it.
And deface it. We would not let him. So, there you go. Danny, thank you. It had to be a couple of weeks ago. We got word that Mike Lindell from MyPillow wanted to ask Haney and I, do you want to try my stuff out? All the stuff, towels, sheets, and all that stuff. I said, heck yeah.
Yeah, we're big fans.
Yeah, yeah, we're huge fans. And so for the past week or so, and yes, I have laundered, I've been sleeping on the MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets.
You know, you've seen it on TV. Mike explains all about it, about how he gets this special cotton. He's not kidding. They're the most comfortable sheets you'll ever sleep on.
And here's the thing that I like. You get into bed, the sheets are cool, you're comfortable, and you stay comfortable all night long. And I've slept on some great sheets. These are at the top of my list.
And you know what? Whatever your decor, they've got all kinds of colors for you. And check this out. We got a special deal for you.
Yep, just for you guys.
Where you will receive two sets of Giza Dreams sheets for one low price. And if that's not enough for you, how about free shipping?
You got to call the special number that has been set up for Haney and I and our listeners. 1-800-634-9645 and use the promo code 96KROCK. Or better yet, go to MyPillow.com and use that promo code 96KROCK.
1-800-634-9645 and don't forget the promo code 96KROCK.
Can I have that number again?
You sure can, Stan. I think everyone else got it, but you're a little slow.
Yeah, I know. I got a bad pen.
1-800-634-9645, promo code 96KROCK.
There you go. Let's give you a chance to win right now. I've got a list. I'll give you the category. Up for grabs, your choice of two things, either a gift certificate to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach or a gift certificate to Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach, where our own Carly will be there tomorrow with a K-Rock happy hour from 4 to 6. Those are the two prizes up for grabs. You choose which one you want. I've got phones on lockdown now. I'll release the phones after we give the category. Let's play Stan's What's on the List? Again, you can choose a gift certificate to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach or a gift certificate to Mangoritas on Fort Myers Beach, where Carly will be tomorrow, 4 to 6. The category. People were asked all around the country, what is the, let me preface it better. Whether you are renting or owning a house, apartment, or condo, townhouse, duplex, people were asked, what do you regret most about your purchase, where you live? What do you regret most about the place where you live? You may be renting, you may be owning, it might be an apartment, it might be a house, a condo. There's always something there. Ah, I wish it had, or I can't believe I've got to. 277-9600. Recent survey asked people the thing they regret most about living in their house, apartment, condo, duplex. They just, I wish it had this. There's too much of that. 277-9600. Get one of the things in the top 10. And you're going to win a prize. Let's go to the phones. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
It's you.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
All right. What's your first name?
Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. How are you? Is that with a K or a C?
A C and an IE.
Okay.
Carrie. Oh, I like that.
That's a nice one.
Thank you.
People were surveyed whether they were owning or renting an apartment, a house, a condo. These are the things that they regret most about their place where they live.
Well, the one thing I regret is I live in LaBelle and it's too desolate here. There's nothing.
Too desolate. And
it's just nothing here.
Too far away from the conveniences.
Exactly. And we have a Winn-Dixie. Oh, well, we just got a Walmart a couple of years ago. That was exciting. And we have...
It did not make the top 10. I am so sorry.
Really?
It did not make the top 10. 277-9600.
You got a lot of beautiful oak trees.
Yep. Thing you regret about most where the place you live. I wish it wasn't what? Home, apartment, condo.
And she was talking about location. This is more about the building, isn't it?
This is.
Would that be correct or no?
Not completely, but mostly about the building itself, but it could also involve the surroundings.
Okay.
But mostly about the building itself. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey.
Who's this?
How you doing? This is Fred from Cape Coral.
Fred from Cape Coral. I got the top 10 right here. These are things that you regret about where you live, the building itself mainly.
Okay, air conditioning?
Yeah, yeah. Number 8 on the list, the place does not have air conditioning, especially if you have an older Florida place or up north where a lot of homes don't have air conditioning.
Well, if you have an older Florida place and it was built to not have air conditioning,
it should have a nice breeze, but it's that damn humidity.
Oh, you're not kidding, Stan.
What would you like, either Shuckers or Mangaritas?
Could I switch prizes?
No. What? You got a prize from another game that we played? What are you doing here, Fred?
He's looking to upgrade.
What are you doing, Fred?
I was really wanting a hat, but that's okay.
I don't have any hats.
Okay, Shuckers is fine.
All right, hold on. My goodness.
Well, you're the one that says you got to ask.
Right, and I shut it down fast. Yeah, air conditioning. Your place doesn't have air conditioning. You know, I wish we had gotten a place that had air conditioning. Ahoy, who's this?
Jack.
Jack, we have a, you know, your place doesn't have air conditioning. You kind of regret it. What do you regret most about the place you're living in?
Paying too much.
Number one answer. Whether it's rent or a mortgage, you're paying too much. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
We'll go with Mangaritas.
Oh, you betcha. And if you make it down there tomorrow, you can go see Carly. Hold
hey,
on.
What time?
4 to 6.
Nice. All right.
All right. Hold on, brother. I think we're now getting the hint of this game. What do you regret most about the place you're living in right now? You could be renting. You could be owning. Might be an apartment. It might be a house. It might be a condo, a duplex. What do you regret most? Number one answer, he had it right there, the cost. Fred had not having air conditioning. Yep. 8 more on there. Ahoy, who's this?
Gina.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you having a good day?
I am. You?
Yeah, I'm doing very well. What brand cigarette you smoke?
American Spirit.
Ah, nice.
Because those are the all-natural
They're
ones.
All natural.
Yes, they are organic.
Yep. It sounds it. What do you think's on this list, sweetheart? We got the cost. We've got no air conditioning. What do you think?
The weird smells.
The weird smells.
Odors.
Yeah. Let me check. Let me see if I can, you know, squeeze that in into one of these, or I have to tell you that it's not a... Let me see. Hold on. What's your first name again, Carol?
Gina.
Gina. That's a nice name. Let me ask you, Gina, and I'll get your answer on this. Would you say that having a smell where you live... Is there a smell in your home right now?
Outside, maybe.
So you would say it would not be a smell... inside your house, it might be out in the yard with a bad septic system.
Yeah.
Okay, then it's not on the list.
You. What a...
I'm telling you, I gotta go. I'm trying to help her. I'm not the one that talks myself out of losing.
No, you're not.
I do that enough in my private life.
You don't talk yourself out of losing.
Now, what? I don't talk myself into losing.
Oh.
What? Okay.
I wouldn't
agree.
You knew
what I meant. You knew what I meant.
Okay.
All right.
Fine.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi there. My name's Jessica from Naples.
Jessica? You sound like you're like 15 years old. How old are you?
38.
You have one of the most youthful sounding voices I've heard on the radio.
I hear that all the time. People call me and they're like, can I speak with your parents, please? So I've heard that before.
Okay, and your name's Lisa?
Jessica.
I'm sorry, Jessica. What do you think's on this list? You know, you kind of regret it. You're there now and you regret it.
I'm not having a pool.
That's a good answer. It did not make the top 10, though. I'm sorry. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
She's just adorable.
She sure is.
She's 38. Grown woman. She, swear to God, she sounds like maybe a teenager. You know?
Hello, sweetheart. Can you put your mom and dad on the phone, please?
277-9600. Just delightful. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm going to hang up on you now, okay?
Bye-bye.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Johnny.
Johnny. All right, we got the cost. We've got... Turn your radio down. I am not fighting with my own voice.
Doing it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right, we got the cost. Not having air conditioning.
What I'm going... I'm going to go with Slumlord.
Slumlord. Hold on.
Yeah.
Not on the list.
Bad Landlord's not on the list?
No. It should be. Let me put it to you this way, though. I mean, bad or good landlord, a lot of these things on the list would be the responsibility of the landlord. But just remember, you signed the piece of paper, and you knew this going in. Ahoy, who's this?
Mike.
Mike, what do you think's on this list? So far, we've got the cost, not having air conditioning. What else is on this list?
The rotten neighbors.
Yeah, you betcha that the neighbors are on the list. Where is it on there? Hold on. Yeah, living too close to those neighbors. Pain in the ass.
Great.
What would you like?
I didn't listen. What was the Mangarita?
Mangarita's on Fort Myers Beach, Estero Boulevard. K-Rock's going to be there tomorrow, as a matter of fact, with our own Carly. She'll be there from 4 to 6, but take the gift certificate.
I'll take it.
There you go. Try to get a couple of more in. Let me rephrase introduce the question with the list. Survey was done. These are the top 10 things people regret about the place that they live in. Whether you bought it, whether you rent it, whether you live in an apartment, whether you live in a house, a condo, a duplex. These are the top 10 things I wish we didn't have this, or I could have used that. These are our top 10 complaints that we have about where we live. Ahoy, who's this?
Oh, this is Bill.
Bill, what do you think's on the list?
Well, I'm hoping that maybe bad maintenance.
Okay, you are muffled. Bad maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to you. Number 4, the condition of the place.
Okay.
It's just not up to spec. What would you like?
I didn't hear what was available.
You have a gift certificate to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach, a gift certificate to Mangarita's on Fort Myers Beach. We're going to be there broadcasting with Carly tomorrow.
Oh, okay. And you're going to be where? Did you say Mangarita's or
Shuckers? We're going to be at Mangarita's.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah.
All right, hold on. Okay, I can't understand.
There you go.
You don't realize that people are listening to you. Oh, yeah, Junior can't even hear him on the receiver. Sorry. It's just, we want to make it enjoyable for everybody, those listening to your answers, and for you. Speak in a clear voice. Stan doesn't hear like he used to.
Hey.
Here's the list. Recent survey was done asking people what do they regret about the place where they're living, whether they own it, rent it, apartment, condo, house. 3 of the top 10 were had. Here we go. Number 10, the design of the house itself or the design of the condo. Number 9, living too close to your neighbors. Number 8, not having air conditioning. Number 7, a rotten parking situation. Number 6, the size of the place. You know, it's just the two of us, it's way too big. Or, you know what, there's 5 of us living in a one-bedroom efficiency. Number 5, And I know this is a fact. My sister-in-law up north lives in one of the... Not having your own laundry machines in the place. You got to go to the laundromat. I remember when I lived downtown. There was no laundry in my my apartment. Had to go down the hall where it was usually broken and jammed up with a bunch of other people's clothes. Or I had to take it to the laundromat. Number four, the condition of the place. It's falling apart. Number three, safety. You know, a lot of nails coming up through the floor. It's a lot of sharp edges when I'm stumbling down the hallway at night. Nails coming up through the floor.
I think you're dreaming.
No, I'm not. I'll tell
that's
you right now.
That's the cat that's getting at your feet.
In my condo, I had to get up into the attic. And when they built these things, they just threw them up. Right through the 4x6s and the 2x4s. The points of nails all the way down. Don't step. You know, they say always step on a stud. Don't go and step on the insulation. You'll fall right through the ceiling. Well, you stand on one of those studs or those support beams, I get a nail in the foot.
That's poor workmanship.
That, the condition of the place. And safety. Number two, nobody said it, the noise. I lived in a place where my neighbor, a lot of noise. I had to move out.
Well, weren't you kicked out?
Yeah, eventually. And number one, the cost.
That neighbor would be very quiet when the police had him surrounded.
No, I wasn't talking about him. He was quiet as a church mouse always. It was the previous people.
Oh, the previous tenant.
Yeah, all out, 3 o'clock in the morning. Thump, 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 thump up against the wall.
You know what? Your neighbor was a virile young man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had needs.
Yeah, sure did. Can I have a comeback? But I will not use it. I don't want to get into those things. But yes, you did have needs at that age.
Paid dearly for them.
You stole my line. We'll take a break. We'll be back. First,
no, I don't need you to run me down. I do a perfectly good job of that myself.
First look at traffic, news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer.
Oh, God.
Your emails. Question of the week in the 4 o'clock hours. We're Stan and Haney, 96K
Rock. Disaster.
America is on the go from Maine to the Grand Canyon with
Stan and Haney
as a traveling companion.
96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us Thursday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. 30 minutes away from our question of the week, and I'll be honest with you. I looked at the question of the week, and this was one that a lot of times we ask a question of the week, and something will pop immediately into your head. This one I had to think about a little bit. I mean, if I thought I could come up with hundreds, but I actually had to think about it for a little bit, but I have my answer.
You weren't injured, were you?
No. A little smoke coming out of the ears, but I was all right.
Yeah, it happens to me all the time.
Yep, I know. So about 30 minutes away for that. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. And for some reason, we're busy out there today. Got a crash, Colonial Boulevard and Colonial Center Drive. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Alico Road and Three Oaks Parkway. Fort Myers, hit and run, Summerlin Road and Cypress Lake Drive. Fort Myers, crash, Gladiolus Drive and South Tamiami Trail. One in Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 1100 block of Homestead Road North at the Winn-Dixie. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs, disabled vehicle. Bonita Beach Road Southeast and Arroyo Road. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour. It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here he goes. Here's Haney. He's going to give you the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Amazon is up to something.
Something good?
That's subjective.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but if you ordered a bunch of stuff for Prime Days,
yeah,
they're going to come in weird boxes that are augmented reality. I'll explain the best I can.
Okay.
Brawl breaks out after a man has the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to pass gas in an Uber.
Yep.
Police successfully tracked down a Taco Bell burglar, only to find he's already in jail for robbing a different Taco Bell.
This guy loves Taco Bell.
And finally, a man physically attacks his girlfriend's son over bad Yelp reviews. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. You know, it's important, whether you realize it or not, laughter.
This is a fart.
That's why each and every day we present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
You know, WAP is an extremely sexual song.
Sure is.
But it's not the only one.
No, of course not.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
sexually suggestive songs.
Top sexually suggestive songs.
Hot Time, Hummer in the City.
Oh, I'm wet.
Ah, that's a good one.
Yeah, you got this turned down,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I did. Sorry about that.
Reach Around Sue.
That's not funny with her cackling like that.
How deep is your glove?
It is mad.
Is your glove.
Fist and Shout. Don't Stop Till You Gag Enough.
I hate you, Clares. I hate you.
I hate you, Clares!
Riders on the Stormy. Sultans of Swinging.
Sex machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
The Hokey Poke Me. And finally, the very top sexually suggestive song.
Yeah.
The Devil Went Down on Georgia.
I'll be back here. Okay. You're cute.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Damn, Boyd.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Let's see. We got
over 33,000 emails to go through.
There's a few of them. This is from Bill. This is a nice letter, Bill. Thank you for writing this.
Bill?
Dear Stan and Haney, you know, I wish some people in management would hear these letters once in a while so we'd stop getting yelled at. Dear Stan and Haney, I'm a 46-year-old near Fort Myers native, and I've been listening on and off to Stan on 96K Rock since at least high school, and the Stan and Haney show as a team for what must be over 20 years.
That's funny, because we've been working it on and off.
You two are often the highlight of my day, and I really appreciate the podcast format that you are currently putting out. The podcast has allowed me to get back into your show after rarely having an opportunity to hear you guys live. Your shtick and regular callers have really cemented your comedy skills to me. At your core, you're just a couple of regular guys, but I truly think you are comedy geniuses and one of the greatest comedy duos of all time. Thanks for doing what you do, and I hope you keep doing it for a long, long time. Sincerely, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
That's a very nice, thought-out letter.
It is.
This is from our little friend, Leo. I know who you are, Leo. Hey, you guys! So Junior's actions the other day got me thinking about what would make him an ideal producer. And my dad was listening along with me for the first time, and we came up with a plan. If Junior does everything right and no hand-holding, my dad will donate $50 to the Stan and Haney Draft Fund. Junior has 3 strikes, and for every strike, you lose $15 to the fund. And if Junior has no strikes at all, I will send a package of Pringles fresh and a variety of flavors. And one of those will be the Wendy's Baconator Pringles. But here's the catch. Junior has to be good until November 1st. Can Junior do it? I hope this helps you guys out, because I am tired of his treatment of you two. You guys are the best. Sign, Leo.
Now, Leo, what you don't understand is that times have changed.
This is $50 to the draft fund.
But times have changed, Leo. There was a time when it was the producer's job to make the host look good.
I think that's still the deal.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Stan, it's taken us a while to understand, but evidently it started when Obama was elected, that things just kept changing to the point that now it's the host's job to make the producer look good.
That is correct.
And provide for his daily needs.
And I would appreciate it if you keep doing that. Thank you.
Did you see during the...
You just let that slough right off.
There's nothing I can do about it.
There goes $50.
No, there's, 15.
Is that strike
number one?
Strike number one is minus $15. I haven't struck you yet, but I'm gonna.
That's out of my hands. But we are so deep in the BS now. In the Judge Barrett hearing yesterday.
Yeah.
That crazy woman from Hawaii.
Yeah, I know her.
Maisie.
Yeah.
Maisie Hirano.
Yeah.
She yelled at Judge Barrett because Judge Barrett used the phrase sexual preference. And we hadn't been informed yet, us being normal people like Judge Barrett, that that's now a slur.
Sexual preference is a slur?
Yes, because the good senator informed us it's not a preference. It's something that they're born with.
She's a fringe.
She's dumb.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a brick. Oh, this is our buddy Glenn.
Oh, yeah, Glenn, who sent us all those potato chips that Junior ate.
Yep. Ahoy, guys. I am glad you guys enjoyed those chips. Being raised on a farm, lard was all my parents
Well, especially my grandparents cooked with.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Junior, I am glad you also like them. I was laughing so much during the show. You guys are the best. Thank you for all the laughs every day. You too, Junior. Sincerely, Glenn.
Thank you, Glenn.
And I want to thank you again, Glenn. Unlike Junior, I set aside a bag for my daughter and her husband to try.
They're good. They you can taste the difference with lard.
You can taste the goodness.
Yep.
That's what we're programmed to enjoy.
Yep. Oh, here's Meg.
How is she?
She wanted to answer our question of the week, and she's made it just under the deadline. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. To answer last week's question of the week, who would be on my Mount Rushmore? David Gilmour, Jerry Cantrell, Mark Knopfler, and Eddie Van Halen. Oh, and Sammy Hagar. Love the show. Sign Meg.
You know, I saw a video of Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony and their band.
What is it, Chickenfoot?
Well, they call it something else. Oh. Because Chickenfoot involves other people that weren't there. It was just Sammy and Michael Anthony with the guitar player and a drummer. And they did Right Here, Right Now as a tribute to Eddie. And I'm listening to it, and it struck me. And I think you'll agree. The Roth era songs have aged far better than the newer Van Hagar songs.
Because I think the original David Lee Roth stuff is in the classic rock arena forever.
And
the other stuff, you know, the came out in the 80s and 90s.
The Sammy Hagar stuff sounds very dated to me.
Sure. Just like his solo stuff, I Can't Drive 55.
Well, some of his solo stuff I like.
I know. Oh, this is from Superfan Scott. Hey, guys. So I guess we're having dueling town hall meetings tonight. Yup.
Hashtag Fire Chuck Todd.
Yup, that's trending right now. Which is completely normal, right? I've thought about the right way to go about viewing these town halls and have come to a reasonable solution. All you need to do is get two devices, TV, tablets, phones, put them side by side and make sure the volumes are equal, and then set each to the appropriate channel. If questions and commercials line up using this system, it may make it sound almost identical to the previous debate. Love you guys, Junior too, and I'm a little sorry about sticking it to him yesterday. Signed, Scott.
Well, I think you should just watch the Trump town hall, and I'll tell you why. Because I already know what the whole Biden town hall's going to be about. Ask me a question, I'll play Biden.
How do you feel about the Supreme Court nominee?
Look, Jack, that's been discredited. And if you bring up my family again,
you
Jack,
dog face pony boy.
Hey, look, you're fat. I'll do push-ups.
We'll be back.
Been discredited.
Our question of the week.
Everybody knows this. Go on Facebook. It's been discredited.
It's been deleted.
Nobody said that.
96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second, but it's Thursday. It's time for our question of the week. Got phones on lockdown right now. Once I pose the question of the week to you, I'll release them. And then feel free to call and tell us your story. I will tell you that the question of the week is a telephone-based thing that we do, not a text thing. If your call doesn't get through, You can always email us, ahoy@standandhandy.com, kind of like what Meg does. She'll get her answer to the question of the
eventually.
Week. But it's a telephone interaction between us and you.
So text won't help you here.
Text won't help you. I won't see them because so many of them come in and they wind up getting deleted. Our question of the week was supplied to us by Haney. Our service had posed a question which seemed to have the potential to be pretty good. Just had to reword it a little bit. And I think it's one of our more difficult questions of the week. But if you think about it, everybody has more than one answer.
I'm embarrassed to say I don't remember what the hell it's about.
Well, you'll remember it. So I'll pose to you our question of the week. Release the phones. We'll do traffic to allow you to pick up the phone, think about it a little bit, and call us with your answer, because everybody has the right answer. It's your answer. It's not a yes or no. Here's our question of the week. And seriously, think about this one, because we all have it. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you today? It's one of those things that, you know, you'd be sleeping, you'd be thinking about it, or something will come up then in the news, or, and then you'll flash back to something that just really, really ticked you off, mm-hmm. and you still haven't gotten over it. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you to this day? 277-9600. That's our question of the week. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you today? Phone lines have been released, 277-9600. Let's get you updated on traffic, brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, one thing on the board, and it's in Golden Gate, is it is a disabled vehicle, Collier Boulevard and Golden Gate Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Our question of the week. This one, I think, is a good one because you have the right answer to it. You may have to think just a little bit, but it'll come to you. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, out of everybody else's mind, but it still bothers you to this day? Mine's easy. Well, it's not easy. I had to think about it. But once I said, wait a second, it started getting me upset to begin with. In high school, I worked at a photo shop called the Snap Shack. It was in the mall. It was one of the little island
like
stores.
Like a kiosk?
Like bigger than a kiosk. It was, it sold all kinds of photographs.
But were you like in the middle of the walkway?
Yes. Think of like a...
Photomat?
Photomat was a self-standing building. This was in the mall, and it was a building inside the mall. I could look right across from where I was to the Gap. And people would stroll back and forth. And it was a privately owned business. I still remember the woman's name that owned it. Her name was Ruth. And it was a high school job. And I was into photography and doing a lot of stuff. So it was a perfect job. Me, it was her. She worked the mornings. And then every other day, it would be either me or my friend Mark Phillips, that son of a bitch. See, it's getting to me already. Now, Ruth was just a pain in the ass. We sold film, we sold cameras, we sold developing equipment.
Did you develop pictures?
Yes, well, black and white. But we had everything, all the pans, trays, everything. You sold it. It was a packed store. But 90% of your customers were ones that wanted, you know, some 110 film or 135 film. And okay. She said, I don't have a problem if there's somebody you know, and you want to give them a roll of 110 film, or you want to give them a roll of 120 film, or 135.
What if I want some plus X or tri X?
Well, one roll of film, you know, Kodachrome or Ektachrome or anything. So I would occasionally give a roll of film away.
Isn't it Ektachrome for slides?
Yes. And she ran the books like a hawk. So she called it a staff meeting. Her, Mark Phillips,
that
and me.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. The only thing she asked is if you wrote down, Stan gave away one roll of 110. And don't go over, you know, don't go crazy with it. So she goes and calls us. And in the kiosk, it had all these closed down windows that y'all locked down on the kiosk. I am looking at our inventory. And 22 rolls of film were given out this month. That's way over the limit. Who's been giving out the roll of films? It hasn't been me. It's either you or Mark. Well, I think it's Stan that's giving away the rolls of film because...
That son of a bitch.
I don't, and I said, what? And she loved Mark Phillips. She was her first hire when she started the business. He stole stuff from that place. I think I gave away maybe two or three rolls of 110 film. One of them was to my uncle. Mark, I believe you. This has to stop, Stan. We're letting you go. And he knew it was him. And he's standing there with his hands on his hips saying, I couldn't agree with you more, Ruth.
What a bad hire.
What a bad hire. And that has stuck with me forever. I didn't do anything wrong. I was told I could give away a roll of film once in a while to somebody. I didn't give away 22 rolls of film. He did. But Ruth didn't believe me because and that's why it kind of gets me a little bit. Junior's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't do that. Stan, we have to let you go. Ate at me. Sorry I went so long with that, but I had to just say it.
Do you have any idea whatever happened to Mark Phillips?
Oh, yes, I do. To this day, he still finds my number somehow and calls me at all hours of the day just to talk. He calls maybe about two times a year. Hey, buddy. Just picked up a new Ferrari. I just wanted to know if you... One of these kind of guys. Pain in the ass.
Oh, you mean like the guy that will call occasionally and say, I'm going to be in my Fort Myers office?
Yes. You know what I'm talking about. What about you, Haney? Something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you to this day?
There are many.
I know. If you think about it long enough, there's many.
To put it in the simplest terms possible, I was probably 7 or 8 years old.
You're going that far back? A 7-year-old and you're still fighting it?
Because it was the first time that I learned that life truly isn't fair. And I don't even remember what it was. My sister blamed me for something. And I'm not saying I was a perfect kid, but whatever it was, I had nothing to do with it. I truly didn't know anything about it. And my parents started the third degree on me, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. Young man, and I got the spanking of my life.
And you still remember it to this day.
And it seems like it took them, you know, maybe less than an hour to figure out that my sister had been BSing them. And then they were, okay, we're sorry. So all is forgiven, but I'll never forget it because it taught me life isn't fair.
Yeah. Something Junior hasn't figured out yet.
Now, the other one that I'll never forget is... there was a bunch of us that used to hang out on the weekends, go out and cause trouble. And this was bridging those years between late teens and early 20s. I don't know exactly when it was.
As we used to say with the girls at that age, between pigtails and cocktails.
But you remember, at the time that we were coming up, ATMs really weren't...
Yeah, there weren't a lot of them.
Yeah. And if you found yourself on a Friday afternoon and you knew you wanted to have fun on the weekend, it's like, I got to go by the bank and get some money.
Or you couldn't over the weekend.
So I had my buddy with me, and I went through in the line for the drive-thru to the bank, and I've got my check ready to go. And he goes, oh, man, I can't get to my bank. Can I make a check out to you? I'm like, sure, no problem, buddy. And I don't know if it was $100 or $200. Yeah.
Did he ever pay you back?
Never saw him again.
Oh, really?
This was somebody I saw every weekend for like 2 years, and for $100 or $200, whatever it was, disappeared.
Junior. Still eats at you.
Dropping out of college.
Okay, that's a great one.
Yeah, because now I work in radio.
Yep. 277-9600. Let's go to the phones. Question of the week. What's something, even though it happened years ago, bothers you today?
Junior's is self-inflicted.
Yeah.
I brought it upon myself. I realize that.
Sure.
Stan wasn't responsible for the film.
No. Haney wasn't responsible. Haney trusted. You did it on your own.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you can go to trade school. Let's go to the phones. What is something that
you can always learn to code, brah.
What is something that even though it happened years ago still bothers you today? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Greg from Bonita. How are you, doing?
Greg, how are you, buddy? What is something that it happened years ago? It still gets to you.
Definitely been years ago. I was little at the time, but still bothers me. It's when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard.
Yeah, it got to all of us.
Amen to that. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan. Ahoy, it's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
So, yeah, I grew up in St. Louis, played Little League baseball every summer, so a lot of years. And at the end of the year, the only thing we got to keep was our caps. One time I was up there visiting my parents, my mom was going through my stuff, said, you need to get rid of some of this stuff. I threw away all them hats, and it kills me to this day.
It's part of your youth, part of your childhood.
Thanks, Dad.
I'm sorry. 277-9600. Still eats at you to this day.
And I mean,
day.
Obviously, there are things we can't discuss. You know, for instance, you can never regain.
Oh, lost. Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn 2020.
Gary!
What's up, boys?
Been a while.
Yeah, where have you been?
I've been laid up.
Oh, what happened? You have a slip and fall after a few drinks?
No, I fell out of bed, stone sober.
Seriously, how bad were you hurt?
It didn't puncture my lung, but it was bad, man. I couldn't breathe or nothing. He went to cough.
Jeez. Well, I'm glad you're back, Gary.
Oh, it's painful.
What's something that, Gary, that happened a long time ago, but still, it eats at
you. You'll be familiar with this, Dan. I was in a band, and I was like 16 years old, and we were playing at the Blue Sands in Musquamaket.
Okay.
Right near Watch Out.
I know.
Yeah. And we were young guys, and it was an older crowd in the Blue Sands because they allowed drinking. It wasn't playing a high school dance or something. So we all tried to look older. So I got a fake mustache and glued it on. So we're right in the middle of playing. I'll never forget it. We're playing Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles, and I'm singing the lead. And the mustache came off, and it's hanging half off me. So I got the guitar hanging off me, and I'm trying to sing, and I'm pulling the mustache off, and it's still glued to one side. And there's a lot of people watching you.
Yeah.
And that was just very embarrassing, and I'll never forget it to this day.
Still haunts you, doesn't it, Gary?
Still haunts me.
Sounds like an episode of Happy Days or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, exactly. It was crazy.
Glad you're feeling better.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Pally. 277-9600, our question of the week. What's something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you today. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Noah.
What? Noah, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
What's something that's still eating at you?
Okay, so when I was about 12, I used to harvest watermelon with my family. And you used to sell it off the side of the road.
Okay.
And I was very bad with counting cash at the time for some reason. So when they would leave me, I was in charge of the cash and selling
now,
the watermelon.
How old were you then? Because I know the same feeling.
I was around 12.
Okay, sure. Actually. Sure.
So in the end, I would count the money wrong and accidentally give the people who would buy watermelon around either $5 or $10 more. Yep. Oh my God. It still hurts me to this day because I costed my family a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of money. I'll just tell you, yep. Real quick. I was at my father's business and he brought me and he says, you're going to go and cash out people. And mm-hmm. I didn't know he was watching me, and I was at the counter, and I was, you know, you look at people that go to the Publix now or any of the places that have a register, they'll pop up the change on the register that you have to get. Mm-hmm. But if you have to think about it off the top of your head as a 12-year-old, and you're nervous, and you're starting to count money. And I remember I was counting change back to one of the customers, and my old man said, you better think about what you're doing. And I'm like, what are you talking? Think about what you're doing. She just gave you a $20 bill. What have you got in your hand? And I'm counting, is that the correct amount of change? I don't know. You want to talk about that something that stuck with me? I'm right with you there, buddy. I'm right there with you. And you never get over it.
No, I don't. And still to this day, I've not told them, but somehow they still haven't noticed that that money was gone around, let's say, about 10 years ago.
Great call.
When I worked at the drugstore, whenever there was nobody in the store... Remember, the guy that I worked for, he was the pharmacist, but he owned the place. And if there was nobody in the store and I'd already fronted all the merchandise, he would at random times show up in front of the cash register with random items, throw them at me, and have me make change.
It's intimidating.
And he would make it intimidating because he put me on a timer. I don't have all day. You got a line full of people back here. Now.
Yep.
Nope, you did it wrong.
Yep. You know, oh, that's got to rank in the top five.
And then him and the guy that was the part-time pharmacist, they'd get together and talk. Kids don't even know how to make change.
And it used to make me so mad.
But I never, after that, never had a problem making change again.
But you'd see those, the other kids working their jobs, and they had the registers that told them the amount of change. Hell, that'd be easy. There's no, I've seen, even today, they'll pop up the change that they're supposed to give me back, and it's right in front of them, and they still struggle. You had to do it right off the top of your head.
When you are behind a register, I don't know how it is nowadays, but back then, it was just a cash register. It didn't tell you what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
But when you have people in line getting impatient. Yep.
The stress is incredible.
As a kid, that is crushing pressure.
Yep. Let's do one more here.
Because you got a line of adults looking at you going, come on.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, it's Valerie from Cape Coral.
Hi, Valerie from Cape Coral. What's still eating at you even to this day?
We're all friends.
What? Hold on a second. You're calling in and you can't think of anything?
No, I really can't. Eating for me might be my husband having bought a house and having my name not put on the deed.
Uh-oh.
It's coming out now.
No, no, I'm sorry. I am on the D. Yes. I'm not on the mortgage.
Well, then you should thank him for that.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
It is, because I make decent money and...
What are you talking about? Look, you make decent...
She's on the deed, but she's not responsible for the mortgage, yeah. And she makes decent money.
Yeah. You're on Easy Street, baby.
Yeah, but,
But,
you know.
Nothing.
She just had to call and rub it in, didn't she?
That's like salt right in the wound.
Sounds like a saint of a man.
Yep. If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Mark Haney and the news.
Oh, darling, I wouldn't want you to be burdened with this debt. I'll take it all on
but
myself.
But I got you on the deed, sweetheart. So the house is yours. Mm-hmm. No matter what happens to us, I'm stuck with the bill. You got the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so horrible. Horrible, Valerie.
I wanted to voice my opinion on something that's been bothering me for a really long time. I tried writing the newspaper and contacting TV stations, but nobody seems to want to help me with this. So I'm calling you guys. Over the past few years, I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer, you know, the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. I don't get it. That's such a high traffic area. I mean, I understand that deer are wild animals and they need to travel across the streets occasionally to survive and, you know, of course, to find food, but it seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic. It's just, I mean, you think they would put deer crossings maybe, you know, in, you know, smaller towns, maybe during a school crossing. It would be a safer place for them to cross. You know, why in the world would they place it on the highway or the interstate? I mean, God, there are so many other places I can think of than putting the deer crossing signs on busy highways. Like, don't put deer crossing signs on the interstate or freeways. You know, put them in lower traffic areas, maybe small towns. I don't know. I think school crossings is a good idea.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 J-Rock.
Stan and Haney. Gotta love it. Absolute Law text line.
We are fine companions on a trip when it's just us, because we have man-sized bladders.
This is Valerie's husband. I was guilted into putting her on the deed by the woman who was our closing agent. Awesome.
Sorry, Val's husband.
Yeah. That was...
Boy, life can seem just pointless. Yeah.
Everything's going along fine, and then you realize, what the...
Yep. And no matter what, you'll end up the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. He was guilted into it.
Damn closing agent.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we got a few on the board here. Let's start with Fort Myers. Disabled vehicle, Palm Beach Boulevard and I-75 northbound. Fort Myers crash, Gladiolus Drive and Pine Ridge Road. Lehigh Acres, crash, Joan Avenue North and Lee Boulevard, right by the T-Mobile store. And one more for you, it's in Estero, crash, Corkscrew Road and I-75. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time
A time before cable. When the local anchorman reigned supreme.
I'll be on our toes.
When people believe
I see someone over there is.
Omaha.
This
Omaha.
Was an age
he's ready.
Were allowed
he's
to
ready.
Read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest.
He's
Florida's
a good boy, Stan.
Anchorman.
You stole the film.
Yeah.
He was like a god walking amongst mere
right
mortals.
To your face.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday,
October
15th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know. If you read the New York Post, you may have heard about Hunter Biden recently.
Yep.
If you don't read the New York Post, you probably haven't heard a thing about it.
Because it's been censored.
That picture of him sleeping with the crack pipe in his mouth, that's just
priceless.
Adorable.
Priceless.
But, you know, there are people that manage to make a pretty lucrative living off their last name.
Sure.
And Hunter isn't the only one. It's very lucrative if you are Tom Hanks' brother.
Yep. Any brother.
Now, in the Toy Story movies, Woody, the voice of Woody, is done by Tom Hanks.
Okay.
But there's a lot of other work for Woody to do, like video games, dolls, TV specials. If it's not a Toy Story movie, the voice of Woody is done by Tom Hanks' brother Jim, because Tom can't be bothered.
Yeah, like, what's his name? The Coppola.
Yeah, that guy, we talked to him.
Yeah, does all of it, what's his name? Who's the star?
Nick Cage.
Nicholas Cage. His brother does all of his voiceover stuff when they have to do something extra. And by the way, Haney, the New York Post, which is being censored, has been in print for 218 years.
Well, that doesn't matter if you're the New York Post, if you're the White House.
Yep.
Twitter and Facebook say no. So that way, Joe, a.k.a. my guy, a.k.a. big guy, can say, that's been discredited.
Yep.
Stan, you know the United States presidents like nobody else.
Okay, lay it on me.
There is one person who was successfully elected president, but was not nominated by his party for a second term.
That's easy.
Well, there's only one.
And it was really a tragic story. Franklin Pierce.
Correct.
He was, I think, from New Hampshire. One of the New England states. I think New Hampshire. Very debonair guy. The women of the time loved him. He was married, had a child, and when he was going to Washington for his first term to be inaugurated and to start his life with the new first lady and their new child or young child, the train he was riding on got into an accident.
On his way to Washington?
Yes. He survived. His wife survived. their son was killed.
Oh.
And his wife gave up all of her duties as the first lady, just secluded herself. He turned to the bottle. And it was when he became president, it was all downhill. And he wasn't going to go into a second term, and they were going to go and nominate somebody else.
They went with James Buchanan in 1856, and he did indeed win the election.
Yep. There he is right there. There.
Very debonair.
Yep.
You know who I miss?
Who?
Mr. T.
Yeah. I mean, he's still around, but he's an old guy now.
Can you call Mr. T?
We had him on the show.
Yeah. Can you call him?
Yeah, I'll give him a buzz really quick.
Yeah, thanks.
I'd like to see how he's doing.
Yeah, you know what? Who can forget him in WrestleMania 2? Him and the Hulkster.
Yeah. I worry about him and Meg a lot.
Yeah, I know. I'd worry about Meg more. Mr. T's just fine. He beat cancer.
And what is Mr. T famous for? He had the mohawk and the gold chains.
Yeah.
Now, we know this, but some of the youngsters may not.
He was a bouncer in a bar.
He was.
Yes.
And that's where his gold chains came from. When he was working as a nightclub bouncer, people lost the chains or they broke off during fights or whatever. And
yeah.
People never came back for him, so he collected them.
Around his neck. See, there he is then, there he is today.
Looks the same.
Yep.
I pity the fool. Don't do drug.
Yep.
You know, every once in a while we talk about the underbelly of a certain business, you know, the restaurant business, the shoe business, what have you.
Radio business.
Well, Disney World has their own set of issues that they'd rather you didn't know about. Things go on there.
They do a good way of hiding it all. But I knew a Chip or a Dale. I didn't know what she was, but there's an underbelly.
Up until 2001, the employees at Disney World who dressed up as the characters were prohibited from wearing their own underpants with the costumes.
Really?
They were forced to wear shared underpants. However, after enough cases of pubic lice, they changed the policy.
Yeah.
You don't want to wear somebody else's underpants.
No, especially catching the pubic lice. Let's look at a picture of that under the microscope, Junior.
Let's not. If you, I'll explain this as best I can. I'm not sure I understand it fully.
Okay.
But if you ordered a bunch of stuff off Amazon for Prime Days.
Yeah.
Chances are it's going to come in some new boxes that can do tricks.
Well, that's crazy talk. Can you come on, tell us, read the story for real. That's crazy talk.
The boxes will have the outline of a pumpkin on them. You draw a face on the pumpkin, then hold up a special app, and the pumpkin you drew will come to life through augmented reality.
I think that's fantastic.
Amazon says they're doing it because it's a, quote, low-cost way for customers to celebrate and reuse boxes before dropping them in the old recycling bin like we all do.
Kids will love this. That's great.
Yeah, it really makes your pumpkin look much better than it is.
It does.
That's why they call it augmented reality.
Yeah.
Because regular reality, not fun. in a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill? Hey, Junior?
Yes.
When you get off the phone with Mr. T, I'd like you to call William Devane and have him send us some gold coins.
Get right on it.
Bill? You know, this is hardly breaking news, but from time to time, everybody has to let loose with a fart.
Yeah.
What does that sound like? Here's a 35-year-old named James Mallette from England. Back in Rollvember, James was out drunk and taking an Uber to the club. Yes, he did a little pre-gaming.
So this was last Rollvember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we haven't reached Rollvember yet. It's coming up, but we're still in Rocktober.
Well, this is the English justice system, and it takes forever.
Right. The wheels of justice move slow.
So he's drunk, taking an Uber to the club, when James passed gas.
What?
The driver slammed on the brakes, told James to get the F out of the car, and when he did, James did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Began beating the driver. The driver fought back and in the process broke his finger. James was in court this week and wound up pleading guilty to assault. He got a 6-month suspended sentence, community service, and a small fine. Get a good one.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? That's not a That's a good one.
Junior? Thanks, fellas.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like Stan and you've watched a billion cop television shows,
yep,
you've probably learned criminals usually have a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Police in Pennsylvania recently tracked down a burglar who broke into the Taco Bell in the middle of the night and helped himself to $300 from the register.
And then crop dusted.
Yep. They found him thanks to a shot of his license plate on the security camera. Well, they ran his name and learned this isn't the first Taco Bell he's broken into. Mm. He's kind of made a career of it. This man has been arrested for breaking into at least 30 other Taco Bells in Kentucky, West Virginia, and Ohio. He is 30-year-old Joshua Logue from Columbus, Ohio. And when the police put out the warrant for his arrest last week, he was easy enough to track down. He was already in jail in Indiana. Why?
Why?
Breaking into a Taco Bell. He's facing multiple felony charges for his most recent Taco Bell break-in.
There he is. Jeez.
Know my way around the bell, man.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill. Sixty-year-old Dan Ahrens owns a restaurant near Tampa called Georgia Boys Barbecue.
Sounds good. Love a good barbecue.
Dan's girlfriend's son, however, is not a fan.
His place or just barbecue in general?
His place.
Okay.
It might have something to do with the fact that Dan got arrested back in July for assaulting his mommy.
Jeez.
And spent 11 days in jail for it. So he and the son aren't necessarily BFFs. And now he's facing more charges after he physically attacked the son this week for having the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to leave negative reviews about his business on Yelp.
Get you every time.
Two reviews under two different names popped up on the restaurant's Yelp page on Monday and talked about how god-awful the food is.
Well, he goes by the uses of Kansas City barbecue, the dry rub.
One called it, quote, garbage barbecue. The other was even worse and said, you wouldn't even feed it to your dog. Now, we have no way of knowing if the son really posted them or not, but that didn't matter to Dan. He assumed it was him.
Darn right.
Showed up at mom's house the next day, saw him inside, and began chasing him around the street. Now, Dan landed some punches after the son tripped and fell. Now he's facing more charges for battery. No word on how this has affected Georgia Boys Barbecue's Yelp reviews page.
Yeah, but look at him. You know he makes a good barbecue.
The meat.
You know he's a meat eater. Your pork and your beef and your chicken.
And that's the news for today, Thursday,
October
15th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney.
There, you son of a bitch. I know it was you that called it garbage barbecue.
You wouldn't feed it to my dog.
Dog, huh? How about that?
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Want to remind you, tomorrow, another K-Rock happy hour. Our Carly going to be down at Mangorita's from 4 to 6 p.m. Got plenty of 96-cent specials, stuff from the K-Rock pile. Go on down and see her tomorrow afternoon, 4 to 6. What a great way to start the weekend. Let's get you updated on traffic one final time for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. We're a little busy. Let's start in Fort Myers. We've got a disabled vehicle, Midpoint Bridge. Fort Myers, crash, Summerlin Road, and Winkler Road. Let's see what else we got. Estero, crash, 10,000 block of Miramar Outlet Drive. And in Bonita Springs, a hit and run. I-75 northbound, mile marker 116 at the exit ramp. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
A lot of wives complain that their husbands do not listen. I have never heard my wife say this. She may have. I don't know. But here's what I do know. Ladies, your husband wants to make you happy. He's working on it. He's planning it. He's thinking about it every second. He cannot do it. He cannot do it. He does not know how to do it. Sometimes we do it. We don't know how we did it. We can't ask, what did I do? That looks like you don't know what you're doing. Can't do nothing. Woman says, I can't believe you're doing this. Man says, doing what? Woman starts crying. Man says, I didn't do anything. Woman says, exactly. So it's a bit of a chess game, isn't it? Except the board is flowing water. And all the chess pieces are made of smoke.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Here's our question of the week. And seriously, think about this one, because we all have it. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you today? It's one of those things that, you know, you'd be sleeping, you'd be thinking about it, or something will come up then in the news, or, and then you'll flash back to something that just really, really ticked you off, mm-hmm. and you still haven't gotten over it. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you to this day? 277-9600. That's our question of the week. What is something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you today? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Greg from Bonita. How are you,
Greg? Greg, how are you, buddy? What is something that it happened years ago? It still gets to you.
Definitely been years ago. I was little at the time, but still bothers me. It's when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard.
Yeah, they've got to all of us.
Amen to that. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan. Ahoy, it's Doug. So, yeah, I grew up in St. Louis, played Little League baseball every summer, so a lot of years. And at the end of the year, the only thing we got to keep was our caps. One time I was up there visiting my parents, my mom was going through my stuff, said, you need to get rid of some of this stuff. I threw away all of them hats, and it kills me to this day.
It's part of your youth, part of your childhood.
Thanks, man.
I'm sorry. Still eats at you today.
And I mean,
day.
Obviously, there are things we can't discuss. You know, for instance, you can never regain.
Lost. Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Hot damn 2020.
Gary!
What's up, boys?
Been a while.
Yeah, where have you been?
I've been laid up.
Oh, what happened? You have a slip and fall after a few drinks?
No, I fell out of bed, stone sober.
Seriously, how bad were you hurt?
It didn't puncture my lung, but it was bad, man. I couldn't breathe or nothing. You went to cough.
Jeez. Well, I'm glad you're back, Gary.
Oh, it's painful.
What's something that, Gary, that happened a long time ago, but still, it eats at you.
You'll be familiar with this, Dan. I was in a band, and I was like 16 years old, and we were playing at the Blue Sands in Musquamaket.
Okay.
Right near Watchout.
I know.
Yeah. We were young guys, and it was an older crowd in the Blue Sands because they allowed drinking. It wasn't playing a high school dance or something. So we all tried to look older. So I got a fake mustache and glued it on. So we're right in the middle of playing. I'll never forget it. We're playing Don't Let Me Down by the Beatles, and I'm singing the lead. And the mustache came off, and it's hanging half off me. So I got the guitar hanging off me, and I'm trying to sing, and I'm pulling the mustache off, and it's still glued to one side. And there's a lot of people watching you.
Yeah.
And that was just very embarrassing, and I'll never forget it to this day.
Still haunts you, doesn't it, Gary?
Still haunts me.
Sounds like an episode of Happy Days or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, exactly. It was crazy.
Glad you're feeling better.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Pally. Our question of the week. What's something that, even though it happened years ago, still bothers you today? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Noah.
How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing good.
What's something that's still eating at you?
Okay, so when I was about 12, I used to harvest watermelon with my family, and we used to sell it off the side of the road.
Okay.
And I was very bad with counting cash at the time for some reason. So when they would leave me, I was in charge of the cash and selling
now,
the
how old were you then? Because I know the same feeling.
I was around 12.
Okay, sure. Actually. Sure.
So, in the end, I would count the money wrong and accidentally give the people who would buy watermelon around either $5 or $10 more. Yep. So, oh my God. It still hurts me to this day because I costed my family a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of money. I'll just tell you, real quick. I was at my father's business, and he brought me in. He says, you're going to go and cash out people. And mm-hmm. I didn't know he was watching me. And I was at the counter, and I was, you know, you look at people that go to the Publix now or any of the places that have a register, they'll pop up the change on the register that you have to get. Mm-hmm. But if you have to think about it off the top of your head as a 12-year-old, and you're nervous, and you're starting to count money, and I remember I was counting change back to one of the customers, and my old man said, you better think about what you're doing. And I'm like, what are you talking? Think about what you're doing. She just gave you a $20 bill. What have you got in your hand? And I'm kind of, is that the correct amount of change? I don't know. You want to talk about that something that stuck with me? I'm right with you there, buddy. I'm right there with you. And you never get over it.
No, I don't. And still to this day, I've not told them. But somehow they still haven't noticed that that money was gone around, let's say, about 10 years ago.
Great call.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.